Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful names of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. This scripture says, this is what's found in chapter 12, verse 26. Proverbs 12, verse 26. If undega kanje nge NIV, a righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Abalungileyo bayanakekela ubungane, kodwa ongalunganga uyaphambuka endleleni. Manje uma sibheka lana itopic yethu namhlanje, it's about friendship. Lapha ku Isaiah 41 ku verse 8. Uma silfunda lithi, but you Israel, my servant, Jacob, who I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend. So lana sibona uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngokuthi uAbraham umngane wakhe. In addition, uma sifunda kuncwadi kaJames chapter 2:23, Jacobe chapter 2 to verse 23, sithola ukuthi leli lizwi lithi, Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Manje siyabona ukuthi after uAbraham ebiziwe, after uAbraham ehambe ngendlela kaNkulunkulu, ekugcine kuthwa ungongcwele, lithi waqala waba umngane kaThixo. Furthermore, uJesu Kristo laphayana kuJohn 15 kuverse 14 uthi yena, you are my friend if you do whatever I command you. Yet we note ukuthi the very verse lapho kuno if, meaning that there's a condition, and a condition yakhona kunama requirements athile mangcwele, and a common ground yeso qualifier ukuthi sibe abangane noJesu kunezinto ekufanele ukuthi sizenze. Despite the fact that uNkulunkulu created us as social beings, manje uma sibheka indaba ye friendship bangcwele njengoba uJesu Kristo ebeke ama condition, let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 18, sifunde from verse 1 to 5, then maybe we are going to learn something out of this verse. Now here we hear ukuthi verse 1 Samuel 18, it after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in the spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off his robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with a tunic and even his sword, his bow and his belt. Whatever Saul sent him to do, David did it so successfully that Saul gave him a higher rank in the army. This pleased all the people and Saul's officers as well. Siyalifunda lelo lizwi lapho bangcwele. Until sifunda ku verse 5 lithi, whatever Saul sent him to do, David did it successfully, that Saul gave him a higher rank in the army. This pleased all the people and Saul's officers as well. Manje lapha sibona ku verse 1 wakhona ukuthi bangcwele, sikhuluma ngendaba ye friendship. Ukuthi uverse 1 wakhona uDavide iconversation ayenza no Saul oyinkosi uJonathan elalele. That conversation yona eyashiya imark enhlizweni kaJonathan, eyenza ukuthi uJonathan abone ukuthi lo uyena engingamenza umngane wami. Manje, that is crucially important ngani ngoba incwadi kaAmos 3:3 ithi, how can two walk together unless they agreed? Yiko lokhu namanje sine idiom ethi, birds of the same feather flock together. Uma ubona bantu, they are so attached to each other. There's a common ground abazwana ngayo, abameguyo, ebenza ukuthi babe nokuzwana. Manje laphayana ku verse 4 uJonathan lithi zikaNkuluNkulu, he took an initiative. And makathatha that initiative, wakhumula irope yakhe, wayinikeza uDavide. Manje irope is a symbol of identity. He took his identity, wayinikeza uDavide. And also he took off his tunic and gave it to David. A tunic is a symbol of position and a rank. Sekeqedile loko wathatha isword and a bow wa iyakhe wayinikeza uDavide. And siyabona ukuthi a sword and a bow, it has a symbol, it's a defensive and offensive weapon. It symbolizes the strength and power. Kusho ukuthi ke manje umngane u-exchange lezi zinto azinikeza umngane wakhe. Manje singasho even ne relationship uma simthokozisa uJesu Kristo ukuthi kukhona izinto asinikeza zona, asigqokisa zona, engani ngani we became his friend. Manje lana uma sikhuluma ngalento ukuthi uya wakhumula nenkemba yakhe wazinikeza lento. Manje in today's language bangcwele naleli bhande elikhumulile uJonathan silibiza ngokuthi holster. Namhlanje i term yakhona it's holster. This is a belt a fastener around the waist. Siyayibona maphoyisa abantu abaphathe ibhamu, they fasten it around the waist in order ukuthi bazofaka ini i weapon yakhe khona. Manje it is a symbol of strength. And we further note the rank of structure ye karate sike sibone laphayana ukuthi bangcwele even nakuma karate kunama belt athile ukuthi black belt, white belt, yellow belt, whatever belt. Manje it symbolizes i strength umuntu asekuso. Manje nangu Jonathan ukhumula iphande lakhe, ukhumule inkemba yakhe, uyinikeza umngane wakhe. Yiloko ekwenzayo uma songena ebunganeni, even nangu noJesu Kristo, uma sesikuye, esiyabangane bakhe, kukhona izinto azikhumulela thina sinikeza zona, esikwazi ukulwa ngazo, ngoba silwa ngezwi lakhe, silwa ngepresence zakhe, silwa ngomoya ongcwele, ngani ngoba sine relationship naye, siya esenza lokho akufunayo okusijabulisayo. Umngane wakho bangcwele umuntu okujabulisayo. That is why the Bible say u-Abraham waba yifriend kaNkuluNkulu. Ngani ngoba sekeyenze lezinto uNkuluNkulu amthumela zona, amthume ukuthi makazenze. Manje our main scripture lana sithi a righteous man is cautious in friendship. Therefore, it tells us that uJonathan made a conscious decision, bangcwele, to choose David as a friend in the midst of all the young people who were there in his time. He might have understood if friendship, ukuthi, it involves a commitment. It is not only the means of a gain, but a lot of sacrifices are attached with friendship. Ukuze nathi bangcwele sigene i-friendship noJesu, sigene this friendship, lithi we've got to sacrifice our living body, we've got to give it to him asebenzise, sibe kusho ukuthi ipha imizimba yethu iphilile sinikeze yena isebenzise ngalendlela ifunayo. Manje uMatthew 7 uverse 6 to 7 we are warned not to give to what is holy to the dogs and not to cast pearls before the pigs. Holy means sacred and ama pearl signifies something of a value. Manje la uma sibona uDavide ekwenza lokho, it means he gave things that are sacred, things that are of a value, was thatha wazinikeza umngane wakhe. Manje uma sifunda kuzaga 27 kuverse 9 ithi sweet friendship refreshes the soul and awakens our heart with joy, for good friends are like the anointing oil that heals the fragrance incense of God's presence. Lisho njalo Proverbs 27, verse 9. Sweet friendship refreshes the soul and awakens our hearts with joy. For good friends are like the anointing oil that heals to the fragrance, incense of God's presence. Manje, in the secular bangwele, will say, show me your friend, I'll show you your future. Show me your friend, I'll show you your future. Manje, therefore, we need to consider carefully that not everyone around us is a friend. I love you quote bangwele, umuto e quote wati. A ship is designed to take you places. So if your friendship, your companionship, your partnership, your relationships isn't taking you anywhere upon that ship. Bese lapha kuba kuzaka Proverbs 18:24. Ethi, a man of many companions comes to ruin. Uma unabangane abaningi lithi iBhayibheli, you'll come to ruin. Ngani ngoba kukhona izinto ozozenza bangcwele ekungafanelanga ukuthi uzenze. Uzaga 13, uverse 20 wakhona, lithi, he who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. This is a fact, bangcwele, esilfundayo, esilbonayo in our daily lives. Siyabona namhlanje amajele agcwele, and the future of many others are shattered. And some abanye babo, they've died. Others, they are suffering harm for choosing wrong companions. Yiko logi iBhayibheli li insista ukuthi masiba nabangane fanele ubheke ukuthi uchuze umngane onjani. Bangcwele, I'm talking this with boldness. Why? Because I'm a living proof of this. Uma ngikhula ekukhuleni kwami bangcwele, bengingenayo i-wisdom yokuchoose ama friends. I think because of the environment besikuyo, there were the people who can challenge you. But kwi-environment ebengikuyo bangcwele, angeke ngiyiblame kangako, but ngiblame ukuthi ngangumuntu owayengakwazi ukuchoose amachomi. The friends that I had, bengabantu abangena ambition. We never dream of something good in life. And okunye engafakaza ngakho ukuthi I was good in banking school. Hayi ngangisidoja bangcwele, ngiyiprofessor ekusidojeni isikolo. And yet, coming from a family eyayiprioritize imfundo, my parents were professional. My grandparents were professional. My brothers, I was the only girl. My brothers were at the university. Kodwa mina ngingayiboni lento. Ngani ngoba ngilandele abangani. Manje, into futhi, mhlambe enye ya contributors iningi. But one of them, tina masikula, besikula ngendaba ya mafashion. And my friends were benabazali babo bona basebenza ema factory babalethele izinto ezinhle, and manje thina uma wethu into be prioritize imfundo engenendaba ukuthi sigcoka ama fashion. Manje ke yinto mhlambe enye yazo eyangenza ukuthi ngathi ngayosebenza ngizokwazi nami ukugcoka kahle njengalapha. And manje bangcwele, uma kukhulunywa nge-friendship, ngikhuluma ngento engiyibonile endleleni ukuthi uma ungakwazi ukukhetha abangane kuyinto ebuhlungu kanjani. Yes, there was a time engake ngathi mangithi come to my senses, ngazisola nokuthi I wish ngangahlangananga nobani as a friend, ngoba kube bengahlangananga naye kuba ngikho angenzi lezi zinto engizenzayo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ngimbonge nomzali wami owayenginakekele. Ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, mzali unga give up ngomntanakho. My mother never give up in praying. My mother used to put ilento laphayana ethi Linda uthandaze cela inkosini ngoba inamandla. Athi kunini ngikhuleka kodwa manje angisakwazi, sengivele ngithi mangibuye emsebenzini ngihlale ngibheke le nto le ukuthi inkosi kuzokwenza kanjani ngalomntwana. She's the only girl among boys and akafuni isikole, uyasidoja isikole. Bangenza into ezi wrong bangcwele, but bengafuni nje kuye esikolweni. Manje ke ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje and ngithanda indaba zamachomi. Ichomi mayithi sendaweni, I wouldn't care ukuthi umzali uzothini. Nabo ngokwabo ngiyakhumbula omunye kwakuthiwa uthandi athi kufanele umgeze umamakho. And I would listen to that mangcwele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje into eyaze yasiza umama ukuthi angithatha ngise boarding school. There mangise boarding school still ngangidelela. Ngidelela ama prefect. Angithi ngiyitwin ngizele nabafana and bengikwazi nokulwa and manje ngibadelela nalaba. But one day mang attenda iSCM bangcwele after afternoon e boarding school. Siyabuye siye esikolweni siya eholweni so attend iSCM School Christian Movement. That was the day the Holy Spirit touched my heart. Wangithinta umoya engcwele ngabona ububi bami. Ngathi ngibonene ububi bami ngabona zonke izinto ezirong engizenzayo. Ngaphakama in the midst of that ngahamba ngaya kuwarden nakumatron ngayobakokodela ngathi warden nomatron ngicela uxolo athi ngathi ngiyazi ngumntana ongabehave ngicela uxolo uyazi ukuthi bathini bathi umzali wakho uyathandaza bathi guqa phansi sithandaze bathandaza nami bangcwele sebethandaze nami bangitshela ukuthi yazini wena bekusele ukuthi uma wenza any mistake siyakuxosha. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje umkhuleko uyasebenza ngoba umkhuleko kwamzali wami engangithi kumntana angalaleli owenza ukuthi angakudinwa ukukhuleka ngaze umoya engcwela ngithinte ngabona ububi bami. Uyazi ukuthi okumangazayo the very boarding school engangikuyo bangcwele uma wami eseseyintombazane eqala ukunesa. That was a place where enesa kuyo. There was a clinic where enesa kuyo lapho. Into ezenza mhambisa kuleyo clinic leyo kwakuyindaba yokuthi kwakuhonta. This was a place yayindawo zama missionary as a Presbyterian baphuma eScotland. I understand kuleyo ndawo benza iclinic kuyo kwaba nomunye umlungu wayilungisa something kulabantu abame maintenance kanti uzowa from top to the bottom wafela lapho. And he started haunting that place. That was the reason enza ukuthi ma as ne clinic leyo ize ivalwe ngoba ama nurse could abengangakazi ukuhlala. Manje ngithanda ukuthi as I'm talking about a friendship ezizwi likaNkulunkulu lithetha ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ube nokuhlakanipha ekhetheni abangani. Ngisho noma umdala kufanele ube nokuhlakanipha ekhetheni abangani ngoba khona abantu abanabangani beshadile kodwa uthola ukuthi labo bangani bayayichitha imizi yabo. My input in this story bangcwele a testimony to encourage abazali bonke ukuthi ningabadineli abantwana continuani. That I eventually furthered my education bangcwele ngaze ngayiphasa matric ngaze ngadlulela phambili ngendlela kacicimizela uNkulunkulu wangisiza ngaqhubekela phambili ngemfundo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje baningi abantwana namhlanje abasejele ngani ngoba abazali bengakhuleki. Baningi abantwana abasejele ngoba abazali bamba give up athi makabone hamba nama friends athile am give up ukuthi lo akalaleli akhonto engayenza naye. Manje lapha kuza ka chapter 13 uverse 20 sakhuluma ngendaba ye friendship ithi he who walks with the wise will become wise. On the contrary, we need to understand that this verse does not mean only we should copy, be our copycats. Maliti, he who walks with the wise will become wise. It doesn't mean to say we've got to be the copycats. Kunezinto wena as individually, uNkulunkulu azibekile kuwe. As bese uthi mawumngane nomunye kunezinto azibekile kuye ukuthi manje neyabangane kumele ukuthi nikhuthazane kulezi zinto. Manje copying others may open a door to competition instead of compliment one another. Copying others may result to jealousy. Instead, when we walk with the wise, njengoba izwi lisho Proverbs 27:17, lit an iron sharpens iron. Malit an iron sharpens iron. It means ukuthi nawe ngokwakho yi-iron. ngiyake ube yizenke weshaphoni iron ngeke ishapho iiron yeshaphona manje litheni iron shaphoni iron meaning that jabulela lento nayo nawe ngaleyo nto leyo ukwazi ukusiza omunye ngayo sesivala ke bangcwene when we walk with the wise we don't shy up to remind to reprimand one another uyabona uma uhamba nomuntu ohlakaniphile makenza into ewrong uyakhona ukuthi umtshele nawe uma wenza into ewrong uyakhona ukuthi akhulume ngawo elize lithi izwi laphayana kuvesi chapter 27 lithi better an open rebuke than a hidden a love wounds from a friend cannot be trusted and kunale nto ethi it's multiple kisses of an enemy is not pleasant bangcwele Manje liphinde lithi kuzaga 9 verse 8 do not rebuke a mocker bese lithi ku James 4:4 the wise and they will love you bese lithi ku James 4:4 tells us about friendship with the world means an enmity to God anyone who chooses to be friend with the world bangcwele uba yisitha noNkulunkulu manje kuseni kwanamhlanje sesivala ngicela ukuthi manje sike sitheke abangene bethu Ngikhuluma manje nabantu the young couples check abangane bakho ngoba nabangane laba bayochitha umuzi bangcwele omnye umngane uzothi makabona into uprogressa akhuluma ezinye izinto enza izinto ezingafanelekanga masicheke nabangane bethu ngani ngoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu likhuluma ngoAbraham wayingane kaNkuluNkulu likhulume ngoJesu ongaba umngane wethu sibonile ukuthi kunama condition manje kuphinde nathi likhuluma nathi ukuthi siqaphele ukuthi abangane bethu abangana kanjani abangana basisa kuphi sibenefitani nabo uma unomngane obenayo more than 2 years ongazange wa benefit anything kuye nawe ongazange wa kuthwani wa telela something kuye manje ngithanda ukuthi lo mngane loyo dlula uye udlulele phambili akusiye nomngane lo ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth Father we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ because your word warns us nge friendship ngosi ngani ngoba namhlanje kumoshakele nje it's because ama friendship abanye sebefile ngenxa yabangane baba siyabonga izwi lakho liyaphila izwi lakho lina konke athi uPetro singayapi na ngoba mazokuphila akuwe baba mazokuphila kuwe ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth amen
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.